Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The second baseman, Cap Peterson. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Simmons. And now, play ball. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peterson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat takes first base on ball four. White moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musial for the out. Flood scores. White moves to third. Groat moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cardinals. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is walked intentionally. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Peterson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller strikes out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanford covering, for the out. One out. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sanford moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Sanford scores. Keene moves to second. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musial. Mays reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. Peterson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays moves to third. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Alou trying to get to third. Altman throws the ball into Boyer, who tags Alou for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. White reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Peterson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sanford bunts towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Pagan moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Peterson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to second. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 5-2, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James pinch hits for Curt Simmons. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Curt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. White takes first base on ball 4. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagan strikes out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sanford strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Musial moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Musial scores. Javier moves to second. It's 5-3, Giants. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peterson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Botton now pitching. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-3 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Mays steals second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botta spins and fires to second, and Mays is picked off. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. McCarver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cepeda out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Giants, 5, Cardinals, 5. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peterson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Alou is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-3 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peterson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to second. Two outs. Leo Burke pinch hits for Ed Botta. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Gibson now pitching. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. One out. Matty Alou pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Bowman now playing shortstop. Willie McCovey now playing left field. Don Larson now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Flood moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Grote bunts towards third. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Flood moves to third. White moves to second. Billy Pierce now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peterson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Flood scores. One out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.